I find that I'm unpleasantly breathing.
Well, hello everyone. I hope you had a good Christmas, and there's a new year coming up. I'm going to be doing a year in review for 2025, both for the UK and for America coming up. But today I've got that rarest of things for this channel, not only a video on Saturday, but a white pill. The farmers and Jeremy Clarkson and the National Farmers Union have defeated Keir Starmer. If you remember, about a year ago, or just over 13 months ago, 14 months ago, there were these big farmers protests because the Labour government wanted to put huge taxes on farms. And I mean, all around here, I'm in a rural area here, there have been signs, you know, no to Starmer, say yes to farmers and things like this. All around here. So there's been a very sustained campaign. And just in the past couple of days, the government have U-turned and backed down and have basically given the farmers a concession which doubles their allowance. That is, the allowance has gone up to, I think, £2.5 million per person. So if you're a couple who owns a farm, that means the tax won't even kick in until the valuation is over 5 million, which means lots and lots of farmers now do not come under these punitive taxations. It's a massive victory over the government. And I thought this was an interesting example of applied elite theory. I have got, we're going to have a look at exactly how they did it. How do you get genuine political victories in the current system against somebody who is as tin-eared and as unresponsive to, you know, polls and things as Keir Starmer. And, well, I've laid it all out here. So we're going to go through that as we progress. First, though, a couple of little announcements. I have a new book out, and yet another new book. This is Foundations of Shakespeare. It is what is known as a prestige edition. It's a gorgeous hardback. The publishers, Academic Imprint, have really, really gone to town on this. It's a tie-in to the course, Foundations of Shakespeare. If you bought the course, all you have to do is email a receipt to the publishers and they will sell it to you for half price. Otherwise, it's £100. But when you see the quality of this, you will, I mean, it's not just that they've made a very nice cover here, but the artwork, like they've done custom artwork, colored custom made artwork explaining all of the, you know, the various chapters and lectures going through, you know, how the early moderns thought, how to make sense of some of the materials in Shakespeare, the various hierarchies and the great chain of being and so on. They're all here. Maps, custom-made maps, all of these things. They've just done a fantastic job on this. And it's something that I would recommend that you pick up. I'm not sure that it's out yet. It's available on pre-order. They said with an edition like this, it takes a lot of production. But if you want, I think it's going to be a limited run. So there's not going to be, you know, unlimited copies. So pick up your copy as soon as you can. I should be doing some sort of public talk or something on it in February. So look out for that as well. But Foundations of Shakespeare now available, and should look nice on your shelf. Certainly the nicest individual book that I have had coming out. Probably going to be my final word on Shakespeare. Also, because we're after Christmas, that means it is the January sales, and that means that you can get courses for lots of money off, 25% off all courses with promo code what else? SureJan. And when I come back, we're going to get back to these farmers.
Sure. Sure, 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 sure. And so, sure.
SureJan.
Can you command a comma like Joseph Conrad?
Sure, Jan.
Are you magnificent in your mastery of marginalism like Murray Rothbard?
Sure, Jan.
Are you legendary in your logical leveling of lamentable loquacity?
Sure, Jan.
Come on down to the January sale at the Academic Agency. Promo code SHORJAN for 25% off. All this January, I got more courses than the Queen had horses.
Sure, Jan.
I got better rates than Andrew Tate's ad mates.
Sure, Jan.
I got better deals than Lizzo's had meals.
Sure.
Sure, Jan.
And so, sure. And so, sure. And so, sure.
All right. So, what happened then with these? How did the farmers defeat Starmer and the Labour government? Was this a rare case where the populist delusion was actually refuted and the popular voice won out and the democracy worked because the government caved in because they were that unpopular? Actually, it was not. It took a lot, many months, 14 months of political unity and organization. There's a union involved called the NFU, the National Farmers Union. They had very strong media game, helped, of course, by Jeremy Clarkson. One of the really cool things they did, or one of the most effective things they did, was that they were hitting individual rural Labour MPs, that is MPs in areas that have lots of farms, okay, and they were hitting them. They were they had a diplomacy wing with the union who were talking directly to Labour MPs, but they were also hitting them with sob stories. They were saying, look, these farmers are suicidal. Farmers are committed, are now at the risk of going out of business due to these taxations. They're committing suicide. You have to act fast. This is a disaster. So they put a lot of pressure on. Clarkson was threatening to run as an MP. And certainly he, more than any other person, as one of the most famous and popular people in the country, put this story on the map. So the media strategy worked to get popular support. But the thing that really did it was the organization and the pressure of this union targeting specific MPs, and not relenting, not backing down, complete unity for 14 straight months. And finally, Starmer, I mean, he didn't give in all the way, but he basically, I mean, cutting the tax in half is a massive, massive climb down and concession for the Labour government, because that's cut out a huge number of farmers. Now, the only farms that are going to really be, you know, that are above that 5 million pound bracket, you're talking like mega industrial farms, whatever, you know, suppliers to some of the great chains or whatever, that they could probably afford some of this taxation that's coming in. But the independent farmers, the small farmers, the sort of farmers that we'd be supporting, actually got this concession. It's a huge political victory and just a rare white pill. It's just a strange example of an unmitigated bit of good news, because the past year, as you'll see in my year in reviews in both the US and the UK, the entire year really has just been bad news after bad news after bad news. That is the one good news story of the year, and I thought it would be, you know, in the festive spirit to try to end the year on a high. So well done to the farmers. And it just goes to show you the organised minority, the political organisation, working tirelessly, sometimes behind the scenes. The farmers weren't in the headlines for much of the year, but they were diligently working away. And why did it happen? It's because they're a real power faction. They actually have the ability to cause a problem for the government. They can mess with the food supply. They have a voice at a local political level that was then causing problem for the Prime Minister. One thing Starmer has been responsive to is backbench rebellions. So the NFU were like, well, how can we get Starmer? You know, he's U-turned on some of these other things after back seat pressure. Let's target the back seats. And that's what they did. In stark contrast, it must be said, to a lot of the other activities that have happened this year. You know, I mean, I've been critical of the, you know, the flag protests and, you know, all the jumping up and down that various nationalist parties have done. The bottom line is that they have not been able to extract actual political concessions from the government, whereas these farmers were able to achieve that. So, and I will give credit where it is due to the farmers. Absolutely phenomenal. All right, like I said, it's promo code SHORJAN. It's January sales time. Pick up a code, pick up a course today. If you pick up Foundations of Shakespeare, of course, even if you pick it up on sale, you'll be able to get this amazing volume for half price. So it's worth doing if that's of interest. You'll probably get more out of both the course and the book if you do them both together. All right, I'll be back soon with my year in review. They will premiere. You can watch them as live shows. I'll do like one on the Monday, one on the Tuesday, and I'll see you then. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.